Blog Talk Radio.
Broken Earth, this is Bill. If you want to give us a call in today's show on Skype number 347-215-8421, that's 347-215-8421. So anything you want to share with us, any interesting stories, anything paranormal, anything spiritual, please share that with us. And if you enjoy the show, please like our page on Facebook, which is under Broken Earth, or you can check out the website, which is Bill Doyle, that's D-O-Y-L-E, wix.com/Broken Earth Radio. So sit back, open your minds, grab a drink, and enjoy the show.
Your daughter the other day, well, that was weird. She had rhinoceros-shaped earrings in her ears. But, hey man, have a soda, it's on the house. Remember what I told you about the rooms inside this house? But you don't love me, that's news to me.
Happy Tuesday. Hello?
Hello, sorry, there was some interference on the line.
It was my voice.
Oh, right. That's what that is. Always can. I wonder what it was.
It's Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, everybody, and welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show. My name is Bill.
Mine is too.
You're just no fun. You know that? You're just no fun anymore.
My name is Jean-Malay.
My name is Marmalade. Well, today's topic is actually just topic. It's like metaphysical things, you know, spiritual things, just anything, honestly, that because, you know, there's so many different randoms and, you know, I was thinking the other day.
Never mind.
I was thinking the other day about what you were saying about the peripheral things, peripheral
yes,
vision.
Yes.
And I found that to be so interesting, and I'd like it if you would teach us some more about that.
Some more? Well, I can't remember what I covered last time. But obviously some people wouldn't have been here for that, so I'll talk about it again. But it's, personally, I've seen things in the corner of my eye for many years, and it's not really something that I've investigated into myself, it's just from personal experiences. And it's those little things you see in the corner of your eye, I think. Did something just run across the floor? Was it a spider and there's nothing there? Was it a mouse? Or sometimes you can see something that's bigger.
Right.
Like I said, this is my personal experiences, but I'm sure other people have experienced these things before. But it's got to the point where, you know, sometimes it's been even as big as a person. But there is a way to develop what you're seeing. It's not to move your eyes and look at it, because it can only be seen in the peripheral vision. Whatever these things are, it's in the peripheral vision.
Right.
It's something to do with the light, I think. A certain part of our eyes.
Right.
I get a bit mixed up with which, you know, why, if we look directly at it, it disappears. It's, some things are just supposed to stay in our peripheral vision. And as I've mentioned before, some people put it down to tiredness.
Mm-hmm.
I personally think that when you become tired, your mind, your brain waves change into more of a sleep pattern. Your
mm-hmm.
mind's getting ready for sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that could possibly open up other senses which wouldn't be there when you're fully awake, and maybe your third eye starts to open more, maybe you're more aware of spiritual things because your mind's changing its frequency, its brain waves,
right?
And you know, you might be seeing them because you're tired, but like I said, your mind's in a different state and it's allowing more information, and in these things that might be residual energy or even there in the room with you, and you wouldn't see them normally.
Right.
I've seen people that are like a full-size person walk from one room in my house right up to where I'm sat. And it's sometimes can be difficult, especially if you're seeing somebody walking towards you, not to look at it. But I've had to like just stare away from it, you know, keep looking away from it, so it stays there, because I know if I look at it,
mm-hmm.
it'll disappear. Something I see a lot of is like patches of light. Like if I'm in a dark room, there will be blue looking like orbs, blue patches of light with like glistening bits through it, ranging from the size of like a coin up to maybe about 6 inches or more across. And I believe I've heard that could be, which I'll go into in a minute, is some sort of being in your presence has come through and is actually in your presence. But it was a few weeks ago when I was watching somebody, his name escapes me now, but it was one of the first occasions where I actually heard somebody explaining these peripheral anomalies, and he was saying that these coloured ones are beings looking into, like, remote viewing. I'll explain that in a minute if you don't know.
Okay.
Beings looking in on your room, seeing what you're doing, not necessarily terrestrial beings. And the ones which look like they're dark, like mm-hmm. black with maybe static around them, is actually humans looking in on you to see what you're doing. And this, with those ones, I think it's best to look directly at them because they disappear then. So you don't want, you know, people, well, I don't know, really. I mean, would you want people looking in you, or the kind of beings looking in on you? It's personal preference, really. But remote viewing is what people have been trained in. There was a famous, probably not in the mainstream famous, but in the alternative famous, was somebody called Ingo Swann.
Ingo Swann.
And he did a book on remote viewing. People can be trained in it where they can be in one location and using their psychic abilities, they can look in on another location. And some of these were trained for military purposes, but it might be worth checking out his book because you can get a PDF file of it on the internet. Otherwise, you're going to be looking at hundreds of pounds for the actual book because it's that rare. I can't remember what it's called. What's it called? But it was really interesting because he had encounters with extraterrestrials and
mm-hmm.
also gets to see some UFOs as well. It's come back to me. It's called Penetration. Sometimes I've been worried about reading this book at work because people will be like, what are you reading there? It's about penetration.
Well, you know, I do that. I do that. We call it psychic spying. You know, when people want to know why is what's going on with so and so, and why are they not calling me? Or what are they doing tonight, or something like that. But that is with the stuff, the military stuff you're talking about.
I think they used them. They wanted them originally for viewing the dark side of the moon.
Right.
Carr in the chat room said, do you know the feeling in the skin? Sometimes like something's under your skin, which is like a dot that moves, not in an unpleasant or creepy way, just it happens. I'm not too sure about that. Actually, funnily enough, I do get some strange sensations in the end of my fingers, like this hot, a little hot spheres of something going to running along the edges of running along my fingers right to the tips, like someone was running a hot needle under the skin to the end. I don't know what causes that. It's strange. But you're saying, oh, like something touches you on the skin. I've had loads of things like that, and I've blamed my dad on many occasions when he used to live at home. I mean, I had no idea what I was talking about, but it took us a while to realize that there was something else going on. It wasn't dad poking me or whatever, after all.
Right.
We used to have this strange thing where we used to call it the shirt tugger. That was it. We even had the name for it used to happen, the shirt tugger, because he used to get around pulling on our clothes. But I've had those strange sensations where something's touching me. Like a couple of months ago, I was in bed, and somebody was stroking my head. I was lying in bed, and this hand came down on my head. It was stroking across my forehead, down my face.
It was me.
And I suppose any normal kind of person would have been pretty freaked out by that, but I just thought, well, it's not going to go away. And it actually helped me get to sleep.
You know, I was watching two different movies. One was called John Dies at the End, and it's
I'm not watching that. We know what happens then.
Well, there was a part in it where the guy was saying he was trying to teach this guy how to look at things peripherally. You know, that's why I started thinking about that again. And then as far as cars talking about, I was actually watching a movie last night, and this girl had this thing in her arm. It was like a bump, and she kept scratching and scratching and scratching and scratching at it. And there was a point where she's, like, actually trying to put something in her skin to because she knew something was in her. It was in there, and she was trying to dig it out. It was so horror movies. It was a horror. It was called VHS. Not what's going on with you, but it just your statement just kind of reminded me.
Yeah, don't be trying to dig things.
Don't try to dig anything out of your skin, Carl. But yeah, that was a crazy movie.
I'll tell you what has happened. But when I concentrate, one of them maybe some Tai Chi and then going to do meditation.
Mm-hmm.
It started probably about 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I see rainbows, like rainbow energy, not just normal energy, but rainbow energy.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't investigated any of that, so I don't know whether if anybody else has experienced that, you know, let me know, but I've not heard of that. Have you?
Well, I mean, it's probably something totally different, so, and I probably shouldn't even put it out. Well, I'm going to put it out there. It's, you know, like sometimes I do see, like, if my eyes are kind of filmy, I may see rainbow colors, but I know you're probably talking about something that's totally different than that.
Yeah, this is like, let me try and think about it. Well, it's not really like anything I've seen before, you see. It's difficult to put into words. If you imagined, you know how sometimes you see like fuel, a puddle of fuel, and it's got colors in it.
Right. Right.
It kind of looks like that, but it's more uniform, the colors. So imagine it's like puddles of rainbows moving in conjunction with, I don't know, like maybe if you dropped a stone into some water and there'd be like ripples.
Where are you seeing that?
Just in my vision, just in the room around me. I would say it was energy, because I do see energy.
Normally,
it's like transparent or like smoke or heat. Well, you know, it's...
I know what you're talking about, but...
It's like you're seeing a heat trail, but with rainbows in it.
Oh, but okay, see, I see those... I see that when I'm having some sort of a vision, but it's not rainbow. It just looks like it just looks like the energy is boiling.
And I'll
sit back and I'll see whatever it is that I need to see, and then I come back from it. But it's not like I go off into a trance. I'll just, you know, just some things will come across, and then I know that something's going to happen.
Right.
But it doesn't. It's not. I don't see colors. I see what looks like it's. The only way I can relate to it is kind of like saying it's boiling water. Like I'm looking into a boiling pot of water, except it's the energy is boiling.
Right.
You know what I mean? Does anybody? Yeah. I wonder if anybody else sees something like that when they're seeing things.
Or if anybody's seeing rainbows without the aid of taking any drugs. Maybe.
No.
But then again, you know, some opens our psychic mind. Anyway, I'm not going to get it, am I? Let's not talk about drugs today. We think we spoke about drugs last week, didn't we?
Yeah, we were just joking. We didn't talk about drugs. We just talked about weed, I think. But anyway, we have some callers, and we're going to get to them. So, I mean, we see you there. But today's topic, remember, is just about metaphysical things. If anybody wants a sample reading, you can call in 347-215-8421. But remember to please be respectful of the other listeners, because if we get too deep into somebody else's issues, we do sometimes have people that get upset because, you know, that's what a private reading is for. You know, we want to kind of keep people interested and enthralled. So why don't we listen to a song?
Ocean Man.
Okay. And then we're going to take a call, and we're also going to be talking about the Bermuda Triangle.
We are?
Uh-huh, because I think that that's a topic that that's we want to talk about.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back.
My name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
Caller at 954, this is Broken Earth. How can we help you?
Hello, this is Mary. I wanted to see, when you see financial situation I'm going through, when that is going to be straightening out.
Okay. Hold on just a moment, dear. Hold on just a moment. Okay, Mary's got a financial thing, and this is, hold on just a moment, I want to look at a couple of things. Mary, also, real quickly, could I have your birth date?
12/8.
Okay, hold on just a moment. Okay. All right. We want to see things in a couple of different ways here. We want to see when her finances improve. And I also want to look at a broader thing here. Okay. Good. Okay. Now, I'm actually going to give you just some general information about your birth time frame, okay? But
right.
Then I'm going to cater this exactly to you, because
okay.
I think this is something that's really going to help you. There's some things that actually looks like they should have started happening about 4 days ago financially for you, that you're going to notice. You should start seeing the proof around the 4th of February, okay? Now, as far as when you're going to actually be getting out of this particular hump, hold on just a moment.
That's the day my dad passed.
Okay.
February 4th, that's interesting. The 4th.
Yeah, it is. It is. Okay. You're supposed to, okay, this hump that you're going through now,
mm-hmm.
you should start seeing like real improvement, real broad improvement around August, okay?
So August.
But remember, there's some things that are starting to stir up to show you small improvements to fill in your hole around February 4th, okay? And that's astrologically for people that were born around the time you are, okay? And but for you personally, we're going to see improvement around August, okay?
But it starts looking better by the 4th.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you have any idea in how that is going to come about, whether it's money I applied for or whether it's a change in home economics or what? Can you get any specifics?
Well, the thing is, the your genuine economics is what I'm talking about going on within your next cycle. Your cycle starts in July, but when we your change of cycle starts in July, and that's going to be something that you're saying, okay, I've filled in these holes. And as far as you, like if you've applied for assistance or if you've applied for loans, whatever
mm-hmm.
it is that you've been trying to get help with,
yes.
For now, that's what we're going to have evidence of happening around the 4th, okay?
Oh,
but
a mortgage is a concern.
Right, I do understand. And we're going to see what happens around the 4th of February. But like I said, there's just going to be big improvements coming for you, period. You're going to start really being able to see that around August time, okay?
But it doesn't involve selling my home or anything. I would have to replace.
I don't see you having to sell your home. I really don't. I really don't see that. I really don't see
Market
that. Now, if
so
you just want
that.
To, if you want to, that's one thing. But I'm not seeing it as something that you have to do.
That I would have to because of expenses. Okay. All right. That's really good. Do you have a lot of callers, or could I ask one more question?
We do have some callers.
Okay,
we actually do.
I'll try
yeah.
back again. Are you going to be on this time every week?
We're on every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Okay, I'll look
yep.
for you. It's the first time I heard your show. Great. Thanks for taking
okay.
my call.
No bye. Problem, Mary. Thank you for listening.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for your call. Sorry, I didn't mean to say it like that. That was weird.
I know you did sound kind of creepy, Bill.
You know, it's... I had a list of things that I wanted to talk about tonight, and I've written down, it's quite extensive in my description, tree. I have no idea what that's all about. Why did it? I must have thought earlier, I'll write that down. I'll remember what it is. I don't need to be too descriptive. I've just written tree.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? I nearly didn't have any lunch from my work today. Not today. When was it? Yesterday.
It was yesterday.
I left. Did I tell you?
Yes, you did. Hi, Lillian. Right. Lillian's in. Hello, Lillian.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. Look at everybody. Hello, everybody. Okay, anyway, go on. Yes, you threw your lunch into the trash can. You threw it into the bin.
Oh, there you go. You just ruined the story.
Oh, I did? I do that, don't I? I just always ruin the endings for you. I really didn't mean to.
Basically. I was going to construct it where it sounded a bit funnier. Well, I threw it in the bin. No, it's too late. Forget it. I don't want anything about my free list.
Everybody beg Bill. Everybody say it out loud or type it in the room. Please tell us your story.
No.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I left my apartment. I was going to take some bottles to be recycled and drop them off before I went to work. And the umbrella. Put the bottles in the recycling. Put my umbrella up, started walking to work, and I thought, something's missing. And, I threw my lunch in the bin with the trash. So then I had to go back. And it was one of these tall bins under the wall in the way, so I could, I had to reach right down to the bottom. I could hardly, somebody went past, and I was rooting through the bins for my sandwiches, so you can imagine how that looks. So.
I'm sorry.
So it didn't really help that the bin was that tall, and when I was making all these grunting noises trying to reach it while I was searching for food in the bin.
I'm going to tell you, today in my aerobics class, there's a woman that was moaning and groaning the entire class. But
she was enjoying herself, wasn't she?
No, it was just like she was going, she was making that face, too. She was making the face the entire class, and it was...
There's some woman who's moved in downstairs that makes those noises.
Oh, my gosh. So the couple moved out, or whoever was down there?
Oh, no, I think he's just got himself a new girl. And there's a dog or something that keeps yapping, and unless it's all her, I don't know. Maybe they do role play. Anyway, go on.
No, I was just going to say that was just crazy. It was absolutely crazy. And then I don't like really doing the class. I like doing it on my own, and I was trying to get there late so I wouldn't have to be in the class. But I get there, and they actually started late, and I didn't get to warm up. And the entire class, I just felt like my ankles were about to just rip out from my legs. It was horrible.
Yeah, I've had to do that. I turned up late for karate, and I had to go and halfway through the warm-up. That was difficult.
She didn't even warm us up. And it was, and then she left the class 15 minutes early to go sit in the steam room. And so when she comes out, she says to us, "So is there anything that anybody wants to, with any suggestions?"
Was that the grunting woman?
No, that was the teacher. The actual instructor. And she's like, "Do you have any suggestions?" And I was like, "Well, why don't you warm us up and why don't you not leave?"
And what did she say?
She just was like, "Ha ha ha."
Awkward silence.
It was very awkward. It was very awkward.
You know what I might be doing next month? On 23rd of next month, I might be going ghost hunting.
Really?
Yeah. Ah, and I get a DVD of the night as well. So it's going to be like Most Haunted. And like, if I do go, I'll try and make it really dramatic, like Blair Witch or something.
Are you going to be crying with snot running down
your
nose? Yeah. Okay. Then
that'll be... it's in the place, actually. It's in the Stanley Palace, the place I went to a meditation group.
Right.
A few weeks ago. And it's a 16th century building. And it's supposed to be the most haunted place in Chester. But there's loads of places to stay that. Say that, you know, just to attract people, I think. But
right.
It is an old building. I've explained happenings and ghosts. It says Stanley Palace has a reputation of being haunted over the years. Footsteps and low murmurings have been heard together with illogical happenings. Paranormal groups have made investigations and new groups are welcomed. So I might be doing that next month. That would be cool, right?
That would be great. I would like
it. It's like 8:30 or 2:30 in the morning.
Ooh, are you going to be able to make that?
Well, I originally thought it was on a Wednesday because I thought it was this month. And I was like, I suppose I could stretch it and go to work like a few hours later. But it's actually on a Saturday next month. So.
Oh, that's good.
That'll be cool, especially if you get a DVD of it.
Yeah, I think that would be nice.
I'll be like, can I bring my own equipment? And I'll be bringing the dictaphone and my own camera and you know, ghost finding sticks, talk boxes, wobble sprockets.
Well, that would be good. That would be really. I hope that you do get to do that. I hope you do.
It's expensive, though. That's the only problem.
Well, maybe it'll be your Valentine present.
To myself, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that would be cool if I do make it. Although, the other thing is a lot of things tend to happen around me, paranormal things anyway. So, like I went on the ghost tour around Chester. When did I go? When was that?
That was like back in, it was in summer.
Before Halloween, wasn't it? No, no,
it
was. No, it was a week before Halloween.
I thought it was in the summer.
No. So it was about a week before Halloween. It wasn't that long either.
I can't remember.
Lord. And we were at this place talking about ghosts, and I felt my energy being drained while I was there. I didn't realize how I felt until, you know, I thought about it. I thought, why do I feel really weird? And it was like something was draining my energy. Strange. Anyway.
Well, why don't you get the stuff together for the Bermuda Triangle, and let's take another caller.
I shall collate my evidence.
Okay, and we're going to take a caller from 307. 307, this is Broken Earth. How can we help you today?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hi. This is Nunu and Bill at Broken Earth. Could I have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Carmen.
Hello, Carmen. How can we help you today, or is there something you wanted to share?
I've actually been having some wicked, crazy dreams lately, and I was wondering if I could possibly maybe just have a general reading, maybe find out if there's some insight to that, please.
Okay, well, share your dream.
Oh, they skip from scenarios. Yeah, I just remember only bits and pieces of all of them between people coming up to me asking me for help, and I'm trying to help them, to also being around lots of food and feeding people, and then being, like, in the middle of nowhere and watching a war, like, from above, like, as if I was above a sky.
Right. The people that are asking for your help, do you actually know them, or are they just people?
Majority of the time, I do not know who they are.
Okay. Hold on just a moment. Hold on just a moment. Let me see something here. Mm-hmm. All right. Actually kind of interesting. This is actually very interesting. Well, the thing is, it does not look like this is actually like, it looks like you're kind of different people. You're different people in your dreams. It looks like you're seeing stories. So these, I'm not, okay, you know, it, somebody who hears this, like, if, you know, people in the room or anybody who's listening, they may sit here and they may say, oh, it's because you're supposed to be doing this and you're supposed to be doing that, basically about helping people and that sort of thing. But it, what I'm actually seeing here when I look here is that you're a traveler and you're traveling around just kind of looking at, it's the issue is called justice, but it's not actually about legal things or stuff like that. It's kind of like you're observing almost, I want to say, like the balance of nature, or like the way things go when people are, like, you know, people who are hungry versus people that are not, or people that are dying versus people that are not. It's kind of like watching the ebb and flow of different scenarios. But the thing is, you're a traveler and you're observing, but you're observing through the observations of random people, because you look like you're sharing the experience with, like, one experience you're sharing is actually with a woman. And, like, there's another experience that you're sharing with, well, it's another woman. And then there's an experience that you're actually sharing with a man. And then there's more experiences. It looks like you're having, like, there's more than just the dreams that you talked about. I'm actually seeing about 6 or 7 dreams. But
so
seeing
you. So is it like
you,
astral traveling?
Well, the thing is, it's these are, I'm not seeing that these are actually situations that are happening currently. But then we don't want to get into the big metaphysical talk about time and how time is not necessarily linear. It's kind of like a record and it goes around in circles. So it looks like you're sharing other people's experiences. But you know, astral traveling is a little different. I see you as just kind of like, I see people as kind of coming to you to show you something, but it still has something to do with you. It still has something to do with being a healer and being a teacher and being someone that cares for people. And I kind of see you as going through a process where you, maybe you're going to be choosing, you know, do you want to feed people? You know, do you want to, you know, heal people? You know, what is it that you want to do to care for people? I'm not asking you that. I'm just saying that this is what you're being shown. So there's some, if you're trying to make changes in your life, where you offer yourself up to the universe to serve, you know, this is, it kind of looks like you're being shown different examples of people who may need help. So it's like, but it's different. It's not, I mean, I actually see these as things that have happened or experiences that have happened with other people, and you're being shown their experiences so you can kind of see what you want to do. Well, I hope that makes sense.
Oh, it sounds very neat. Thank you. It makes a lot of sense, because I would wake up several hours in the night. I'm like, where have I been? Or who are these people? Or what is going on? And I just feel like
Well, I see you as not necessarily going anywhere. I see people as coming to visit you. Like they're actually they're coming to you. I mean, you know, in and of itself, it's pretty nice, because the fact that you don't have to go through that painful process of actually projecting, that's great. That's absolutely fabulous. So, but no,
well,
this
great
is
great if they want to come to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. But yeah, I think that this is pretty awesome for you. But yeah, just sit back and just kind of, you know, write the things down that you've seen and kind of visualize yourself in these roles and see if this is something that you think that you'd like to do.
Well, I could already do something like that. That's crazy.
Yeah, so, but you know, if you're coming into a place where maybe you want to make a change, or maybe you even want to sit back, like I said, and just write those things down and maybe even do some research. I know when I was in New Orleans this past summer, I was having these crazy dreams, and when I Googled the words that I was being given, I was actually being shown some real serious stuff, and all the words were connected. You know what I mean? And but there were some real serious things that I was being shown because there are people who wanted help. But in my dream, the police were in my dream too, trying to get me to not talk to these people. So something was trying to tell me not to go there. So,
oh, wow.
But you know, yeah. So, but your situation, if nothing's telling you to stop, if you're just kind of being shown random things, write the stuff down and do the research, because maybe there's some people out there who need some stories to be told too. There's all kinds of ways that you can look at this, but regardless, there's stories out there to be told, and somebody's trying to use you as a conduit for it. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Good luck, dear. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You there?
Yeah.
Okay. That was nice. That was actually pretty awesome. Did you find your stuff?
You're,
or what were you going to say? Sorry.
I was just going to say that sometimes it's, I mentioned before, that sometimes it's difficult to sift through dreams to find the ones which do have a meaning to them or some significance, because you've got to bear in mind you've either got just a dream, you know, too much cheese before bedtime, whether it's astral projection, whether it's maybe a dream of a previous life, you know, it's so many different things that come into play. And I think sometimes it can be even more difficult for somebody else to interpret your dreams for you, because then you may be shown symbols or situations which have meaning to you, yourself, rather than to another person. So sometimes maybe it's just good to sit back and think about it for yourself. You know, like I said, you could be shown a symbol of something that just means something to you, which could relate to a place, or you know what I mean. It could be specifically a tailored dream for you to interpret, but somebody else interpreting it could mean something completely different. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what a reading's for, too. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
You know, a real one, a real long one. You know, to discern whether or not it's just a dream, or you know, or whatever it is, or whatever it is.
I mean, you've got to. I mean, if it doesn't make any sense to you, it's when you go to turn to other people and ask them. But yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah, there's a client that I have that sees colors, significant colors when she dreams. She always dreams in color, but there are certain colors that'll be very vibrant in her dream, like say red. And so whenever we talk and she brings to me the dream, we take note of what's red, and then that's the only thing we'll focus on in the dream, and that's how we see what her dream means. So people dream differently. And, of course, there just are some general, you know, ways to look at dreams, too. Sometimes, too, I've noticed, like, I had a friend a long time ago who had a dream about a lion and it, like, you know, ripping people to shreds and all this other stuff. And what we had to do was we had to see what people were being ripped to shreds. And then, you know, you basically strip away the drama. And then what it comes down to is he was being overly critical of people because of whatever it is that he was going through at the time. And that's basically what the dream was telling him, was to just, you know, not to be critical of others just because you're, you know, you're taking your own inventory. So it was kind of a, you know, something that made him sit back and just sort of, you know, leave people alone or just not be so cruel, because he was going through a very, very, very cruel time. He was being very hard on people because he was being really hard on himself, you know?
Right.
Well, share with us, we do have some callers in the queue, but share with
More.
Us about the Bermuda Triangle.
Well, you know, it's just going to be, you know, if you know anything interesting about the Bermuda Triangle, please you know, or let me know, Nunez. But the Bermuda Triangle, also known as the Devil's Triangle, which I didn't realize until a few days ago, is in the North Atlantic Ocean, which, if you drew a theoretical triangle with your mind pencil on a map going from Florida to Bermuda and then down to Puerto Rico, it's actually called the Triangulo de las Bermudas on here. Anyway, that's where it is, and essentially says that, you know, it's not actually recognized. It doesn't exist, according to the U.S. Navy. Well, of course, it does exist. It's there, but I don't know whether they, saying that they don't do geometry. But there's a lot of strange disappearances that's been going on in the Bermuda Triangle for many years. I'm sure you've heard of, unusual things, in the Bermuda Triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Good. I think one of them was the Mary Celeste, which was a ship that was 1872, I think. No. Anyway, it was sailing. Anyway, all the crew went missing. Some of the ship was found, but all the crew was missing. But there wasn't any signs of struggle, any unusual signs or anything. They even had, like, breakfast on the table. And food, like tea was still warm.
Right.
It's like someone had zapped, all the crew away, but there was no sign of trouble. It was carrying alcohol. Don't know whether somebody tried to get the alcohol. But then again, you would see signs of struggle, and like they were suddenly disappeared. Let's make some breakfast and jump overboard. But that's just one of many cases. I used to have cigarette cards. When I was younger, little cards. I don't know. Are they still coming cards these days? Little cards about things. I don't know about baseball or.
Well, that was when. Well, we had bubble gum. Remember bubble gum with cards in it? But I've never seen cigarettes with things like that in there.
I think it was cigarettes. It must have been. Anyway, it had all world mysteries and things on it, and that's where I first read about the Bermuda Triangle. And one was about a plane that was flying over the Bermuda Triangle. All of a sudden, like the wings started glowing green, and all the gauges were going strange. I think that's one of the first places I got into mysteries and strange things like that. But one of the most famous disappearances was of Flight 19. One of the most famous Bermuda Triangle mysteries are the disappearing planes of Flight 19. On December the 5th, 1945, the training group of flyers reported eerie phenomena. We can't find west. Everything is wrong. We can't be sure of any direction. Everything looks strange, even the ocean. This was reported by the leader as he communicated back to the tower. These flyers were receiving the best training in the world. How could something so unexpected and strange happen? 20 minutes had passed, and then another flyer began communicating back with the tower. Apparently, the first flyer handed his leadership and command over to this flyer in midnight. Why? The new leader was extremely upset, as his voice was trembling and even hysterical at some points. He continues on for several minutes, talking incoherently. Finally, he speaks the last chilling words ever heard from Flight 19. It looks like we're entering white water. We're completely lost. Flight 19 disappeared forever, never seen nor heard from again. There was something else here. According to the mystery, two rescue Martin Marine aircraft with 30-man crew were sent in search for the missing flights, but one of the Martin Marine itself did not return and was never traced again. So they went out, they had problems, went missing, sent out two more planes, and only one of them came back. The other one went missing as well. Loads of things. I mean, there's so many theories. I mean, recently I heard about they discovered a crystal pyramid in that area, underneath the ocean. And there's been reports that these boats and everything that goes missing have appeared in the Sahara Desert.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually watching a program the other night, The Mysteries of the Bermuda Triangle or something. There was something recently, actually, where these group of boats were going out and, pretty decent boats, not like speed boats, but they were pretty fast, you know, probably enough for a couple of crew, maybe four people or something like that. And there was probably three boats, and one of them went on ahead, and they lost sight of them. There was one man on the boat, and he just kind of disappeared. But they did hear what sounded like it could have been him saying "Mayday" over the radio system. But they couldn't find him, so they sent out a search. They went on through the night and eventually found him. I don't know whether it was the same day or not, but it had been a long time. And so we thought, they found the boat. And the family thought, they found him, but he wasn't there. He wasn't on the boat.
Mm.
And the strange thing was that, you know, nothing had been taken or anything, but the GPS trackers on it tell you how far you've gone and wherever you are, and that had been erased.
Crazy.
One of the theories is, there's a lot of UFO reports as well from that area. But then again, you got to think to yourself, is this, you know, is it bad weather that's causing this? You know, there's something about pockets of gas which tend to, you know, affect planes when they're flying over and they explode because of the extra gas. Excuse me. But then again, it's still unusual circumstances for people just to be disappeared, like they've just been plucked off the boats. But it's weird that things, you know, like the GPS, how far you've travelled and things, been erased. I don't understand that. A lot of craft that have gone missing over the Bermuda Triangle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is still quite a large area, but I suppose you'd have to look at the statistics for the same area of water, an ocean, to see if the statistics of things going missing is the same as the Bermuda Triangle.
Right.
But I still believe there's more mystery to it than it just being, you know, weather phenomenon. And, you know, it's an odd area.
One day we'll know the truth.
Yeah.
One day we'll know. Well, let's listen to a song, take a little break. You know,
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I'll play it. And we have a caller at 224 that we're going to talk to next. But let's take a little break so we can stop talking for a little bit. And if anybody in the chat room, you know, wants to call in, or if anybody's listening wants to call in, the number's 347-215-8421. And this is Broken Earth Radio. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Hello, my name is Marissa from Power of You. Love, money, hope, security. Contact me for personalized spell packets. I'm a practitioner of enlightened down-home conjure. Just email us at powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com. Again, powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com.
This is Broken Earth Radio. How can we help you today?
Yes, how are you doing?
Good. How can we help you?
Well, I just, usually most of my dreams, they involve a woman, and usually I'm falling in love with them or something erotic. And most of the time... in real life, I chase the wrong woman. So, is there any way that the dreams kind of relate to each other to real life too, or no?
So you're having dreams that you're falling in love with someone,
yeah.
And you have other, you know, adult things happening in your dreams.
Yes.
But in real life. You find yourself kind of going through people and like you're just sort of having experiences, but most of your experiences are negative.
Yeah, it's just chasing the wrong woman, but it's nothing like lustful. It's just like friends, but nothing lustful.
Okay, so you've really never been in love, have you?
No.
Yeah. You know, your situation, and I remember I got to kind of keep this simple for you, even though this is a very complex scenario. But what I suggest you start doing, everybody's situation is different, okay? You got to remember that, you know, people, there's like a general way that gentlemen and ladies should be, but you're actually in one of those scenarios where because you're having issues discerning between who's being kind and who actually may want something from you, you're probably one of these gentlemen that needs to do more of a situation like you need to be pursued, basically, which is honestly not really the way that we want to really start relationships. Like, we really want our men, women want men to make the moves, okay? But because it's hard for you to discern who's being nice, who's being compassionate, who really likes you, that sort of thing, you really probably should you should probably date women that like you. I hope that makes sense, okay? Okay. But I'm not, and at some point I do totally see you being able to get it, like you'll really get it. But actually, what I really see for you, though, is that when you follow this, I see you committed pretty quickly. When there's actually someone that's, you know, saying to you, hey, I like you, let's spend time together. And you're like, oh, okay, I see that actually working for you. I actually see that working.
I'm a really passionate person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But remember, we're going to change the way you do things. You're trying to do things the right way, but we need to switch it up where you've got a woman that's pursuing you so that you can tell the difference between someone who wants to do this and someone who's just being nice. All right? We're going to try that out. And I actually see you meeting someone. Gosh, it's in April. It's around April time. So let's see what happens. Let us know. Keep listening. Like us on Facebook, we're on every Tuesday. It's Broken Earth Radio. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck, and thanks for listening.
Thank you.
All right, dear.
Bye.
What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, well, what can I say about it?
I just wonder what you may have thought. But that's okay. Let's take another call, okay? Hold on a moment. This computer, I'm going to tell you I hate this computer. I hate this new laptop. I'm glad it's here, but it's really frustrating because it keeps switching from application, and I'm not even doing anything to switch it. Okay, let's take the caller at 530. They just called in. 530, this is Broken Earth. How can we help you?
Oh, hi, this is Michael. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello, Michael.
Hi. Hi, can you hear me clearly? I'm on my computer.
Yeah, sounds good.
Sounds great. Great.
Oh, excellent. Okay, well, I've been having my question is I've been practicing channeling a lot. And I've been having some great success connecting lately. And I was just wondering if there was any additional advice or assistance you could offer me in helping me open more fully.
What are you doing now to open yourself up?
Well, 2 days ago, I was using my cards, my Doreen Virtue Ascended Master cards. And I set out with the goal to connect with Apollo. And I set out things that were golden colored around me. I played lively music. I read a description about Apollo, and I did an invocation. I put my cards out in front of me, and the card I pulled was Apollo. I connected.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So things like that. I did meditation first, and I feel like I'm just opening. I'm wondering what next.
Well, what you can do, if you are using any candles, if you use candles in your work, get yourself some purple ones. Start off with light colors. Yeah, start off with lighter colors because the darker you progress, it's because lighter. You just basically you always want to amp things up, but you want to start out small so that you have somewhere to progress to. Also, because you are opening yourself up to different forms of energy, you need to have something that's going to protect you and something that's going to balance you out. And I suggest. And everybody's heard me say this. Get yourself your sea salt. You need your shot glass, about a quarter of an inch of sea salt, and water. Put just like, you know, salt water basically. But you want the salt to always be at the bottom. If the salt dissolves, that's okay. Just pour it out and do it again. And you may end up changing this out several times a day until there's a point where you could leave it up for a month. But also, if that water is dissolving and you notice that the salt is looking weird and puffy, we need to do a reading because something's about to change, okay? So protect yourself up whenever you're working with energy. Sometimes, every now and again, you may want to take a nice sitz bath or a salt bath. But basically, you know, the candles, purple is the color that helps us with our insight, our foresight, and our clarity. Okay, so you sound like you're doing a great job. You know, it's so funny that you're talking about Apollo. Every day there's something that is that I don't ever think about that gets repeated to me. And this morning, when I was getting ready for the gym, I was watching this this thing, and it had the Olympian Apollo. What's his last name? I can't remember his last name. But
yes,
he was
the
on
skater.
There. Yeah, the skater. He was on there this morning, and I was like, it's Apollo, my hero. And so I said I was going to the gym for Apollo today, and I even on Facebook I had left a comment about how I was putting on my new bathing suit, and I worked up a sweat, and maybe I should just go back to bed. And then I was like, I can't let Apollo down. And I said that it said hashtag fixing to let Apollo down or something like that. But yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So that's a message for you. That I saw something for you today. I saw Apollo today for you. So but yeah, keep doing what you're doing. It sounds like you're having a good time, and it sounds like it's really working for you. It really does.
Oh, that's what a great coincidence, synchronicity. Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome.
Okay.
Is there anything you wanted to add, Bill?
No, I mean, the only other thing I can think of, maybe if you wanted to, what helps me to get into a deeper meditation to try and open yourself up more is doing Tai Chi before the meditation.
Yeah.
I found personally that it gets your energy flowing, and it puts me into a deeper meditation. And there is a simple 18 movement Tai Chi that maybe you could try and then do meditation afterwards, see if that helps at all.
Yeah. So figure out the regimen that works for you, and we're going to be excited to hear about the adventures you take in the future.
Oh, that's excellent. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Was there any specific message from Spirit or anything that I'm not hearing, or that's the message?
I think that's the message. That's the message.
Yes. Okay. Well, excellent. Thank you.
All right. And good luck, and thanks for listening.
You too. Thanks for sharing.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's take one more caller before we take a break. There's a caller that's calling from Skype. Skype caller, this is Broken Earth. How can we help you today? Hello? Hello, hello?
Hello?
I guess we lost them.
Oh.
Well, let's take this other caller. Let's take 347, and then we'll take a little break, okay?
Okay.
And if the other person calls back, you know, just give us a call back, and we'll get you next. 347, this is Broken Earth. How can we help you?
Hi, hello. I just want to take a look at career. Do you see anything opening up for me? I just quit my job, so I definitely need something.
Right. You do, don't you?
Yes.
Just real quickly, were you just doing a job? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just something where, okay. Now, I'm going to tell, I don't see you having a hard time getting another job, to be honest. I mean,
okay.
I'm talking about, like, let's say the 15th, the 22nd or the 23rd. You know what I mean? I just see you having a job next week.
Okay.
Now, the thing is, though, I actually do see you at some point doing management or like really running the show. So,
that's what I want.
Yeah. So what I want you to do is go to some places that maybe corporate, but still small.
Okay.
And just work yourself up there, because a lot of those places, they really need people that they can trust, and that people are that are just merely going to show up. And you're
okay.
Very smart, too. And that's part of the issue, is that you keep seeing how things could be done better. And so you're just like, you get over it. You're just like, oh, whatever, they're just idiots, and you just bail,
yes.
You know? So, yeah, so I do see you finding something within the week. But the thing is, aim for something corporate and small so you can climb the ladder within a year, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for answering.
Okay, dear. Good luck.
Thank you. God bless.
No problem. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's see. Did you have something you wanted to talk about?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you talk about it?
I thought we were going to take a break. You keep threatening to take a break.
Okay, well, let's take a quick break. We already heard that today. We've been playing peppy songs today for everybody because, I don't know, but it's made me feel different. The peppy songs have made me feel different. Do they make you feel different?
Yeah, they make me, well, of course. I mean, it depends what you're listening to. I mean, you know, think of some Slipknot, Waste and Bleed, you know.
No, because I don't want you to become a lunatic.
Right, okay.
You're already being saucy enough. The attitude has got to go. It's got to go. Hold on just a moment. Let me find a song to listen to. You know what? I want to hear that new Bowie song that came out last week. Will you play that?
No doubt.
Had to get the train from Potsdamer Platz. You never knew that I could do that. Just walking the day. Sitting in the jungle, I remember the stars. A man lost in time near Cardiff, just walking the dead. Thousand people across the Zambuca, fingers are crossed just in case, walking the dead. As long as death comes,
Broken Earth, blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth.
We're back. We are back. You know, I'm having a debate with myself on whether or not I should talk about something.
Okay.
Well, see, it's not a very metaphysical topic, and it's not a very spiritual topic, and it actually is something that's probably a little negative, and I wonder if it's
dangerous.
It's not dangerous. I don't think it's.
Oh, right. Forget it then.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Never mind. Now, there's okay, and I know that this is probably not news to anybody. It's just that, you know, I was listening to. The radio on the way home from the gym, and it was talk radio, of course. And they were talking about Paul Ryan and his nonsense about, like, if a woman wants to have an abortion because she's been forced upon and she becomes pregnant, and she goes to a different state for it, like, say, she lives in Kansas. And she goes to Colorado for her to have her abortion. The person who got her pregnant and raped her can actually sue her, or even try to get her to he can legally make her not abort his child. Like they're trying to make this a law. And I just am like having a hard time understanding why it's so ridiculous.
That's pretty. I did see something briefly about that. That's pretty messed up.
It's ridiculous. It's like making women have periods for the rest of their lives. You know what I mean? It's like forcing. I don't even know how to even put it into words. It's just. And I probably shouldn't even be talking about this on right now, but it's just I can't get it out of my head today. I can't get it out of my head.
Yeah, I can't believe that. That's just crazy. It's just like, you know, you couldn't make it up. That's one of those words, you know, those sentences. David Icke uses that all the time. One of the stupid stories coming on, like, you couldn't make it up.
I know.
Seriously, it's just what we're living in.
I know. Well, I mean, you know, we've always lived in a
mess. I'll tell you what we're living in. A broken earth is what we're living in.
Pretty much. Okay. All right. Let's take a call.
It's all kicking off in the chat room.
Okay. Let's talk to this person whose name is Salsa, 1601.
Yummy.
Salsa, this is Nunu and Bill.
That's a really good topic. Thank you for taking my call. See, I had a question for you, but I like your topic.
We like talking about topics. So, what do you think about that topic?
Well, I think it's, you know, they hide under religion, but it's not about religion. It's about power over women. If it was their mother having this abortion in another state because of a rape, they would not have her, you know, go through all that drama.
Right.
Know? But it's a way to have power and a say over women. People hide behind religion to cover up their dirty little secrets, you know.
Right.
Which is why, you know, like, if you have an abusive, you know, relationship, husband, wife, whichever one is being abusive, you know, then you should be entitled to a divorce. But if they have their way, you know, they would hide under religion saying, no, you shouldn't be able to get a divorce, you know.
Right.
You know, so it to me, it goes along those lines. It's a way of having power over, you know, and dominating, having domination over an area or people, you know, that you feel that you can get up in the morning and you have control over something, you know. It's just ridiculous, you know. Unless they've ever walked in the shoes of someone who's been raped, as I have, you know, they can't really know what that is even like.
They don't even. Well, the thing is, they don't even want to admit that it even exists.
Well, you know, yeah, they will when they have a good old boy drinks in the bar or country club or golf course or whatever. But you know, it's just a power thing, and since they, you know, when they feel that they're losing control and power, they've got to try something else. You know, it's the whole big thing of the, you know, gun dispute. You know, leave the guns on the streets so children continue getting killed and innocent people. You know, assault weapons should be banned. You know, how can you not go for that? Even if you're a gun lover, you know, that's just ridiculous. Same thing about, you know, the abortion thing. Same thing about, you know, what's going on with the house, the debt ceiling thing, you know. They can't get their way, so now they're going to want to shut the government down, you know, because it's a power thing. It's all about power, you know.
Right.
You get more power and show you have more power. It's all it is, and it's greed. Greed and power. But, yeah, that's going to get my blood flowing.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's something that it's like, I don't even know what to say, and it's not only are you gonna find if this sort of madness actually did come true, okay?
Look at the people that it would affect. People who can afford to go somewhere else and hide it and pay off someone else. People who have money, that won't really affect them. They'll be able to get up and around and over the system. People who can't afford that are raped and do that to continue having peace of mind, or for whatever reason they decide to do that, you know, will be the ones crucified for, you know, using their same rights.
Right.
You know, it's just absurd. It's, again, a way to keep, you know, oppress a certain population and have power over them, domination.
Right. It's true. Did you have anything to add, Phil?
Oh, I was going to say, what? It's like someone stabbing you in the back and they're suing you for having the knife removed.
Right.
I want that knife there. I want that knife in your back. I'm going to sue you so it'll stay. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's just crazy. That's the only thing I can say. Well, Miss Salsa, what is your question for today? What is the question you'd like to ask?
I did have a question on a psychic question, if you don't mind. And needing job and finance turned around rather quickly. So if you had anything on that, that would be great.
Okay. Hold on just a moment. Let me see something here. What we're going to do is I'm just going to aim for the job part because,
okay.
You know, because we do want to keep this a tad bit simple. And everybody, remember, you can go to our website. You can copy and paste the link that is on the area where the pictures flash by. I also posted the link in the room if anybody wants to go, and you can even sign our little guest book to say, hey, we saw it. Woo, woo, you know. Now, the type of work you do, do you do home health care or possibly like office management? What kind of work do you do?
That's very good. I just finished school. I went to school initially for nursing, but transferred over to get a degree in long-term care gerontology and family service studies and human services. And so I want to do long-term care administration, but ultimately elders.
There's something, bless you, whoever's over there doing that. There's something.
Thank you.
There's something that's going on now. Like now, over the next little bit, I am seeing you, like let's just say that you've actually applied to something, but you're waiting and waiting and waiting.
I have six applications in.
Yeah. So you should be hearing something. It looks like, okay, there's an interview coming up. It's just weeks away. And then it looks like they make you wait and wait and wait, and then you hear from them. You know what I mean? So, but it looks like within the month of January, you should know. So, if the latest, the first week of February, okay? But it definitely looks like you're going to have something, but we're in the time period right now, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
No problem. Let us know how you're doing.
I'm glad that I did.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We got a couple of callers. We got about 20 minutes. And I know that there's something that you want to talk about.
There was two things, actually. One of them is that Facebook's being really stupid and banning Gandhi quotes.
Mm-hmm.
You heard about this? You seen this? Heard about this? have you?
I've heard a little bit about...
I didn't know about it till today, but there's a site called Natural News, which I'll tell you what they say here. The reports are absolutely true. Facebook suspended the Natural News account earlier today after he posted an historical quote from Gandhi. The quote reads, "Among the many misdeeds of British rule in India, history will look upon the act depriving the whole nation of arms as the blackest." This historical quote was apparently too much for Facebook censors to bear. They suspended our account and gave us a final warning that one more violation of their so-called community guidelines would result in our accounts being permanently deactivated. They then demanded we send them a color copy of a government-issued identification. Government-issued identification in order to reactivate our accounts. Our account was removed from suspension just minutes before InfoWars posted its article on Facebook's censorship, and the Facebook page is now functioning at so forth and onwards. So that's...
Well, see, okay, that happened a couple of weeks ago.
I was not aware of this.
The thing is, I actually had a debate with a guy about that a couple of weeks ago. And because the thing is, they were talking about that. They were talking about what you're talking about. But the rule that they were using was that's not their real name. Because, you know, there's sites that are put up with people's names, and also we have pages. It's like Broken Earth has a page, but Broken Earth is underneath our name. You see what I mean? Psychic Nunu is underneath our name. But anyway, but they don't have that. And so they sent a thing saying, we need you to send an ID with your name on it.
I can't believe that.
And so,
what?
Yes, but the thing is, I had an account, my account, because it was because my name was, I had used the name Cupcake instead of Nunu. They sent me a thing saying that if I didn't issue my ID or use my real name, they were going to shut my account down. So I had to change it to Nunu. But the thing is, they're using that strategy to shut them down. And I was saying that when I was posting, I was saying blah, 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 blah. And they've also made it so that I can't change my name anymore. They usually give you a drop down thing that says that you can change your name. I no longer have a drop down. My name will always be what it is right now. So it's like, I was saying that, and the guy was calling me an idiot, saying I needed to find the drop down. Then he was telling me that I was an idiot because I'm not the same thing as these people. And I was like, dude, I'm not talking about that being the reason. I just said that the reason they're using to shut them down is actually a legit reason, even though their real purpose is to keep them from using Gandhi quotes.
Right.
You see what I mean? So, yeah, there was a, it was a big, it was so stupid. But, yeah, the whole thing, it happened like maybe 3 weeks ago. But they put them right back up. They put them right back up, though. They shut it down, and then they put them right back up.
It's crazy what you can get banned for. I mean, I got banned from Godlike Productions website.
Right.
Just because, you know, and I hadn't even registered to the site at that point. And they banned me. And I think it was something along the lines of suspicious browsing on their website and something like that. It's like, you've been looking at stuff on our website. You must be banned.
Yeah.
You've been clicking on things.
Well, maybe it's because you didn't register, and so they were thinking maybe you were somebody else. I don't know.
Well, I don't know, but it did get listed at some point. I think, I'm not sure whether I sent them an email, but, other people have been banned as well, just for no reason. It's like, you sound suspicious with all this clicking and typing.
In the chat room, they're saying, I know someone who has the account Salsa Perro, and someone I knew has a name I've Seen Delight. Well, I've seen people that have names like I Love the P Word.
The
P Word for a female anatomy. I've seen people that have some of the craziest names, and they're not saying anything
the
about
P Word. Oh, sorry. I was like, right, okay, sorry. Sorry, my mind is like, what's a vagina?
you're so exhausting.
So I have something else to talk about, but if
okay.
You want to, you know, take a call or, you know.
Well, I kind of want to rest my head for just a moment, and then we'll take a call.
Okay, get a pillow.
Okay, thank you.
Something I wanted to talk about was, I think I originally read it in Nexus magazine, the mysterious disappearance of Mike Markham.
Mm-hmm.
21 years, and this is quite a bit of a snippet of it. I mean, I've read more about this, but I haven't got the article with me. But it's just really interesting. It's regards to time travel.
Okay.
21-year-old Mike Markham built himself a Jacob's Ladder for no other reason than his own amusement. He then noticed a strange shimmering circle appear above it. Markham said he didn't know what it was, but he got a notion to throw a screw into it. He took a sheet metal screw and threw it into the shimmering circle. When it went into the circle, the screw disappeared. Markham said it was gone for about a second and then reappeared a few feet away. Markham was convinced the screw went into the future. Sounds like a strange sudden notion. But, you know, I mean, I think this is like the edited version of what went on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Markham thought he could make himself go into the future for the sole purpose of getting the winning lottery numbers from the future.
Mm-hmm.
So he made himself a man-sized Jacob's Ladder on the front porch of his home. He had one problem. He needed a lot of ground power. Sorry. I was thinking ahead for something else. Sorry. A lot of power to make it work. Ground power.
You know, it's just like, you know, singing farts, you know, anyway, go on.
Markham stole 6 transformers from a local power company. While testing his experiment, he was causing brownouts throughout his neighborhood. That's why I said it, because I was thinking ahead to that bit.
Mm-hmm.
He was arrested January 29th, 1995, for stealing transformers. Shortly after being released from prison, he was a guest of Art Bell on Coast to Coast Radio. Yeah. He told the story of the screw and his plan to make a time machine. He vowed from here on out he would do it legally. Art Bell had Mike Markham as a guest again about a year later. Markham claimed to experimenting with a more sophisticated time machine. The electromagnetic vortex was big enough for a man to walk into. The interview ended with Markham claiming to be on the cusp of generating the desired amount of voltage to run the machine. When asked what he would take with him, he replied, just his cell phone. Wouldn't be much use to him, you know, if he went into the past or something like
right.
100 years. Anyway, 1997, Mike Markham has never been seen or heard from since. Did Mike Mark Malcolm succeed? Did he travel in time, or did all that electricity generated fry him into nothing? Shortly after Malcolm disappeared, a listener called the Art Bell Show to talk about a strange story he had found. In the 1930s, police found a dead man on a beach in California. He was crushed to death in a strange metal tube. The man was unrecognizable, and a mysterious device was found near his body. The caller said the device looked like a cell phone.
Oh, be quiet.
Sounds outrageous, but it's certainly interesting. Like I said, the article was a lot more interesting. Didn't quite sound quite as, what's the word?
Droll.
No. I don't know, but there was stuff about him putting hamsters into it or something, and his cat, and it disappeared. But it was really interesting. And,
it is interesting.
Yeah, he hasn't been seen since 1997.
Wow. Was it you that was showing me the video taken from like a movie from the 30s or the 40s
where
somebody somebody was walking and talking on a cell phone?
Yeah, at the beginning of the Charlie Chaplin film, there's a woman walking down the street talking on a mobile phone. Some people have passed it off as a hearing device, but she's talking to herself. It looks like somebody on a mobile phone. If you put in time traveler Charlie Chaplin or something on YouTube, you'll see a video of what looks like a woman walking down the street on a mobile phone.
Hold on, let me post it. Let me find it and post it.
Find that.
I am. Okay, hold on just a sec. Oh, crap. Time traveler. Who was it again? Charlie Chaplin.
Charlie Chaplin.
Okay, hold on, let me find it. She's caught on film.
Yeah.
Okay. There it is.
Then people can have a look at that link in the chat room.
Yeah. They put it in there. There it is. Oops.
I don't see it. There it is.
Computer is poop.
What's
can you please give me a new one?
What's the time traveling woman? I think she's. Oh, no, you can see her there. There she is in the background. It's only for a very short amount of time, but you see her walking in from the right with someone to rear, and then she turns a bit and she's talking like she's on a freaking mobile phone. What the hell?
What is going on? Well, let me take a call. Let me take a call. That Skype caller called back. So,
okay.
Skype caller, this is Broken Earth. How can we help you?
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I was sitting there talking last time. It was some kind of connection problem, but thanks for taking my call.
Okay. Well, share with us what's on your mind today.
Try to keep it as empty as possible today. Just wondering. Had a question for you. You know, about like relationships, love life, all that good stuff. Is just like I don't know, man. It's kind of weird out here these days.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like women like abusive men, and they don't know how to deal with a decent guy that's going to treat them decently, and they run towards these jerks all the time, and they say they want a nice guy or a decent guy, and then they find one, and then they can't handle it, and then they go find some jerk to treat them like crap.
Well, I've noticed that, and I'm going to say us when I say this, because I don't want to sound like I'm putting women down. But a lot of us do not know how to be in a relationship if we're not forcing it to happen. And a lot of us feel as if when somebody is actually there with us 100%, a lot of us feel as if there must be something wrong with them. You know, sometimes even people, period, it's not just women, it's men, when they're in a relationship with someone that's trying to actually be in the relationship, sometimes they feel as if they're being pushed. So, I'm going to give you horrible advice, just like I told the person before. For a little while, you've got to sit back. I told this to a guy before a little while ago. Sometimes we have to, you men, are, I mean, it's because you're a man and it's your query. You have to sit back and just let yourself be pursued just for a moment, so that you can actually see who's serious and then kind of discern from that. You know what I mean? But I'm going to tell you, as far as just you're concerned, outside of just some general advice, I actually do see you meeting somebody around September, October time, okay? That's not 100 years from now. It's just a little while. And around that point is where I really see you headed in the direction that is the direction that you want to be headed into. But in the meantime, just to use some general advice of allowing yourself to be pursued just a little bit so that you can discern who's serious and who's playing, okay? But I tell you, I believe that in my work, because I this is what I do. Over the past 3 months, I've been talking to more men than women. And a lot of men are in this situation. I mean, they're just in something similar. You know, everybody's situation is different, but it's still something similar. And some people want to repair things. Some people want to just, you know, make something happen, period. I even worked with someone that we did some work. Like, we actually did some like magic work, so to speak, some manifesting. And we finally got him to a position that he was getting exactly what he wanted. And he freaked out, just like we're just talking about. So we had to fix that. We had to rectify that. But the thing is, what I want you to start doing is something that is horrible. It's not wretched, but I'm just saying that it's not good advice. Allow yourself to be pursued as a man for a little bit so that you can kind of see who's serious, and then pull back from that and see how you feel, okay? I hope that helps. But like I said, just as far as you're concerned, though, I do see some things happening for you in the fall that are actually going to be pretty awesome. But, you know, just don't do any pursuing right now yourself.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like you mentioned playing. It's like I've never been good at playing the game. You know what I mean? And it's just like I just hate it, and I'm just never been good at it. And it's been going on a long time. It's just,
well, maybe
you know,
we should
it doesn't
use a
feel
different
natural
word
for me. So I'm sorry.
No, maybe I do. Maybe we should use a different word instead of us looking at relationships as a game. And the reason that I believe people call it a game is because, honestly, you have to hold back and let somebody move forward. It's almost like you're playing chess.
Right.
It's a game of tennis, and one person is on one side and the other person is on the other, and you're hitting balls back and forth. You're hitting words, you're hitting situations. But maybe we
it's like
should
psychological games, you know?
Yeah, I understand, and it's ultimately people play psychological games because they're trying to get what they want. So you got to remember that when it comes down to it, all we can do as human beings is give someone else some information, and then they behave based upon the information we give them. And it's difficult to look at the like you said, something that's natural, caring about someone, as something like this. But even two people who are on the same side that ultimately want the same things, sometimes one person doesn't want to do it that way anymore for a bit, and if sometimes things get back together again, sometimes they don't. But regardless, everybody wants something, but it's to be happy. But if we keep putting our happiness into an individual and not into actual goals and stuff like that, we're just headed down a path. We're going to careen down a path to some sort of misery. So you keep focusing on you for a bit and let some people focus in on you, and then you decide on whether or not you want to go that route, and we'll see how things can change up. Okay?
Okay.
I hope that helps. I hope that helps, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling back, okay?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, we have got to have a we got to close the show out properly today. But we still have a few minutes. But is there anything that you wanted to say?
I kind of covered everything apart from the one other thing on my list, which was tree.
Was there something about trees? Was
I don't
there something
know
about
why did I write down tree? What could it be?
Was it something about your druid ancestry?
No, tree. What? Why would I write down tree? I mean,
I don't know.
What? Tree. I really have no idea why I'd write tree down. That's supposed to mean something.
Yeah.
No, I really have no idea.
Well,
I'll probably end the show, and then I'll be like, oh.
Tree! And then you'll... Well, was there maybe something about a tree that you were thinking about, like a particular tree?
That's what I'm trying to think. Why? Hold on a minute. Hold on.
While he's thinking, I wanted to remind everybody that we are on every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the UK. Every Tuesday. Also, you can go to Facebook and like our page, Broken Earth Radio or Psychic Nunu. We also have our site finally put up, and the link is in the chat room. If you're listening to the show in on demand, by the time you reach this point, you can also find, you can copy and paste our link from the show thingy that flashes pictures by.
Well, I was trying to find it, but I went on the website. I thought I might find it, but all I could find was tree hugging improves your health. I don't think it was that. I don't know what it was. Trees, you know, hug some trees to improve your health.
Which is not quite what he wanted to say, but oh well.
No, I really don't know what it was. But although I was busy today, so it was like, and I've got to be up tomorrow early to go to Manchester for work stuff.
Right.
It's going to be awesome.
Well, I'm pretty sure that it will be great. I'm pretty sure it'll be awesome. Manchester's pretty busy.
Mental.
Yeah, it is. But I want to see if there's anything else that I want to thank everybody for showing up and listening to the show. To all the clients, you know, because we've made a lot of clients through the show. And if anybody wants a private reading, you can go to the page and you can check that out and get deep in your life.
If you want to drop me an email.
Right, you drop it to BillDoyle@live.com. That's BillDoyle@live.com. And all that information is also on the website, too. So you don't have to remember anything except just to go to the website.
Just remember the website instead of my email address. Which is BillDoyle.wix.com.
Oh, I wish you would stop that. Every time you do that, I just want to
say the website name?
Whenever you give the whole address, because I'm like, they're not going to remember it.
What would you want to say?
I want you to say exactly what you're saying, because I like it. But it makes me laugh. I want to laugh. But you make me laugh all the time.
Laughter is apples to the heart, is what they always say.
Apples to the heart.
I don't know if anybody.
Get the worms out of the heart.
Maybe you should get that printed on a T-shirt.
Maybe I should have it tattooed on my lip.
Yeah, just the one.
Just the one.
You can fit it all on there.
Well, we gotta go.
Yeah, it's good that we're normally rushing because we've got everything packed in for the show, and we normally have to rush off suddenly. But no, it's good. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you. Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Be under wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.